Hello, everyone. Hello, loved ones. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm an intuitive spiritual healer, teacher, and spiritual director and founder of Spirituality Inside and Out. Our global vision and divine purpose is to connect people to people to create oneness. For in truth, we are all one. Through support and universal guidance, we educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Let us help you to express the divine love and truth within. At Spirituality Inside and Out, we offer several products and services designed to transform your life and help you create the life you desire. Some of them include group meditations, self-realization sessions, guided meditation CDs, spiritual guidance, prayer circles, and personal healing sessions. The healing power is within you, dear ones. Honestly, all you have to do is open up to receive it. Expect the unexpected, and expect the miraculous unexpected, and visit www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. As always, I invite all of your suggestions, questions, and comments to infinitelove@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my highest intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation and this opportunity for me to serve you. I love you. I bless you. I'm grateful for your presence. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer, just like always, followed by our very special, inspiring guest, Malabika Shah, who is an energy healer, coach, and teacher. Malabika Shah is a management graduate from the Indian Institute of Management, Calcutta, has spent the first 25 years of her career in management education, training, human resources, and organizational development. Since 1998, Malabika has been a devoted student of the consciousness phenomenon and the field of energy healing arts. She's a life coach, an advanced practitioner of various breath and meditation techniques, emotional freedom technique, which is EFT, conscious creation, and spiritual response therapy and Reiki. This lady has really been a devoted student by all of her trainings, as you can see. For more information on Malabika and her purpose, please visit www.visionholistic.net, and that's holistic, WHOLISTIC.net. Also for her blog, please visit visionholisticblogspot.com. For now, I invite you all to join us. Join Malabika and me and yourself and your true self and your mind, body, and soul on the air for a few minutes of togetherness, for a few minutes of recollecting ourselves, all parts of us which are gathered all around us, spread out, and we are feeling disabled at times. We're feeling weak at times and confused at times. We're feeling like there is no end to this chaos at times. We're feeling like we're alone at times. And here on this air, my intention is to awaken you to your true self, realizing your beauty within, your true self within, your spirit, your energy, the power within you, the reality of who you are and all of your true potential, and all of the opportunities that lie in your heart, in your soul, in this power within you. So in this moment, I invite you for several deep cleansing breaths in to bring you, to support you, to help you, to bring yourself into the present moment, into the now, with your breath, with your intention, with your thoughts, with your will, right here, right now. I invite you to take the first deep cleansing breath in, and hold, and exhaling with an ah. I really invite you to sound it out. And as you're sounding it out, intentionally releasing any tension you're holding from your head down to your toes, from your head to your eyes, to your nose, to your jaw, to your neck and shoulders and your spine and arms, all the way down to your fingertips and your chest and abdomen and your back and your lower abdomen and your hips and your legs, all the way down to your toes. Shake it out. Here we go. Another deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah. Shake it out. Shake out your head a little bit. Shake out these thoughts, this mind chatter. Shake out your shoulders and arms. Shake out. Shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. Shake out your legs right here, right now, with the intention of releasing all this tension and all this stagnation and all this blockage and all this heaviness and all this confusion. Shake it out. You have the power to do so right here, right now. Good job. Here we go for the third deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah. As you're exhaling, allowing your chest to open up, your heart to open up. Allowing you to breathe deeply through your heart, deeply through your stomach, and allowing your energy to flow through your being. For you're so worthy and so deserving of living this life purposefully. And as always, with gratitude and appreciation to the divine presence of God, love, source, creator, faith, universal power, higher source, spirit, true self, whatever name you have in your own consciousness for this divine light. Thank you for who we are, what we are, all the blessings and the grace that has been provided here for us as we open up our eyes to realize every moment and everything and every person and connection and all of the blessings that are here for us. We say thank you. We appreciate all that is. We appreciate all of our abilities and all the opportunities and possibilities. Even though we cannot see it, we will as we open up and awaken in the present moment. In the present moment, you are who you are as you are a wonderful emanation of the light of the universe. You are the creator of your own consciousness, and you are blessed, for you are who you are. And in this moment, I am grateful for who you are and who I am, and grateful for the oneness inside and out. And with this, I thank you and I bless you, and I invite you to stay attuned all the way through for awakening, an awakening journey on this radio show. Thank you. For now, taking this opportunity to introduce our wonderful guest, Maladipa Shah, energy healer, coach, and teacher. And again, her website is www.visionholistic.net. And without further ado, welcoming Maladipa. Welcome, Maladipa.
Hi, Michelle.
Welcome. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know all of us are very busy. You are very busy, and we really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just to bring awareness to the listeners, Maladipa, you're originally from India.
That is right.
Oh, pleasure to have you. How long have you lived in the U.S.?
It's going on to 9 years now.
9 years.
Yeah.
Bless you. Bless you. Maladipa, as I was cruising through your website, I read that you teach the principles of mind, body, and energy and the art of conscious creation. I must say, I love that. I love your intention. I love your teaching. And specifically, what stood out is conscious creation. So many of us, including myself, walk around unconsciously hypnotized by our past. We walk around, we're creating unconsciously, and then we wonder what is happening, right?
Yes.
And you are here to teach all of us to teach consciously. Would you like to tell us more about that?
Yes, and that is something which I discovered for myself when I was turning 50 or so. that all my life I've been creating unconsciously, and not necessarily the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And it is when you really start to understand how the creation takes place in the universe, which is based on energy, when you start to understand how the energy thing works, then you get a chance to also understand, oh, I can play a part in this. And that's how that whole conscious creation thing begins, which is really the law of attraction, putting it in perspective and putting it in action.
Yes, yes. I'm talking about the law of attraction. You do teach, you do have a workshop on law of attraction, correct?
Law of attraction is the basis for conscious creation. So yes, you have to teach law of attraction, the principles, in order to be able to create consciously.
Yes, yes, yes. And for all of our listeners, the law of attraction is the law that we will attract to us everything we love or fear, doesn't matter, because it responds to our thought vibrations, conscious or unconscious. So a lot of days, some things may be happening, unwanted things, and we're wondering, what just happened? What the blank was that, huh? Where did that come from? I didn't intentionally create that, right?
Yes.
And in your experience, how are people creating the unwanted, Malavika?
What is happening, Michelle, is what we don't realize, that we already have programs running. It's like buying a new computer, or a computer which comes with an operating system, and our body and mind works exactly like a computer. It's already got these programs built in, and these are what I call the default programs.
Mm-hmm.
And those are built on our past, which is our ancestral past. It's a part of our DNA system. So when we are not being aware, when we are not being conscious, it's the default program which is running. And the default program is always about survival. It's just to make sure that I survive.
Mm-hmm.
It does not necessarily support growth. It does not necessarily support happiness. But just make sure that you're always on a survival mode.
Yes.
And so what happens is, when we are not consciously creating, we are always gripped to our survival, which is the minimum. You know, we are living at our minimum level. And that, after a while, gets boring. It's like, oh, need to have some fun in life now, right?
Right, right.
Yes.
Fun? How's that possible? Wait a minute. Fun? I have kids to take care of. I have bills to pay. I am working full time. What is this lady talking about, Malavika? There's someone out there that's listening and saying, what is she talking about? She's in La La Land. La La Land. This is life. There's responsibilities here.
Yes. And that's the whole problem. If we are looking at it from the survival point, like one of my clients was talking about how much she hated her job. And so I promptly asked her, why do you do it? Why don't you just leave and go? And she looked at me aghast and she said, is that even possible? And I said, well, if you don't like it, if you're not having fun, why are you doing it? Oh, because I have to pay my bills. Oh, so you are doing it for your safety, so that you have something that you can rely on. Because you love yourself, and because you love the comforts in your life. And so gradually, when you start to see that, look, this is an option I have, and I am really here because I want to be, not because I'm doing it out of resentment, then suddenly the whole perspective changes, and you can do the same job, go to the same work, but now you're looking at it like that story about whether you're creating a cathedral or breaking stones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's really in our perspective of life, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're raising your children or paying bills or building a cathedral, the entire joy comes from how I look at it, not from what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the
My
same
perception.
Day, which looks like a exhausting day today, can turn into something joyful just by changing our inner perspective and inner sight.
Absolutely. And being mindful of our thoughts.
Yes.
Wait a minute. What
That's
just happened?
The key thing you've just said.
Being mindful of our thoughts.
That's the key.
Yes, yes. And, you know, talking all this about vibration and energy, you know, my energy's down, my energy's high, all of this, I had a very interesting experience with a friend of mine. We're chatting, and I was feeling a little bit tired. All of a sudden, we started talking about money, and I was like, oh, that would be great to have $1 million, you know, somehow, $1 million. Just come into my life. I can pay my mortgage. I can pay my all of my loans, and I can pay this. Oh, my God, Malabika and the listeners, as I was talking, believe me, the fatigue was just gone, you know,
yes.
Because what did I just do? And I'm like, then I'll have some money left for my parents, and I'll have some money to go on vacation, and then I can save the rest. By the end of all of this imagining, my own imagination, I noticed, I told my friend, look at me.
Yes.
Look at my face. Look at my vibe, how I'm sitting. I'm sitting upright, and my arms are all around. And what? I'm like creating this, right?
Absolutely. And do you see the power of that? Just by changing your thought and just by getting excited and exuberant about whatever it is, you completely change your well-being. And that is so much within our control, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we all have the power. You know, even though I'm imagining it, but I'm kind of creating it. I'm saying it, right? I'm giving it out there. But at the same time, I'm feeling good about it. Honestly, my tiredness just went away.
Here's the thing, though. If you are looking, saying that and all the time thinking, oh, but I don't have it, but I don't have it, but I don't have it, then you are caught in the scarcity. But if you are imagining and then having the fun of saying, oh, but I could, then it's a whole different vibration.
Absolutely.
So that's the vibration that we offer from our thoughts and our intentions.
Conscious creation. And you were talking about this client of yours that didn't like her job, didn't love her job. You also, I saw in your website that you say, denying love. Is this in your website or is it in your... Wait, let me say it and then you will remind me. In denying love, we deny life itself. I read that somewhere, forgive me.
Yes, it's in my book of poems that
yes,
I sent.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, exactly.
In denying love, we deny life itself. In denying love, we deny life itself. I think that's so beautiful. Because life is love, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's talk about your e-book. You have an e-book called Love Unexpected, a collection of love poems. And this statement I took from that book.
Yes.
And what was your inspiration for this book?
Oh, well, I fell in love. Has it ever happened to you? Yeah. And it wasn't anybody in particular or anything, but it suddenly, you know, different people triggered this love.
Yes.
And when you suddenly fall in love with life itself and you realize that what power it has, on the one hand, to really propel you into a whole different life, but at the same time, it also will break down a lot of the boundaries that you were feeling very safe within. So it comes with a double-edged sword, love does.
Mm.
So it will inspire you, and yet it will take you to the edge and say, can you go a little further? And that's what, and I found myself in that space a few years ago of, you know, really breaking out from the mold that I had lived in. And suddenly life was saying, here are challenges for you. Can you move? And and you will find in those poems a lot of those sentiments. You know, there are places where I felt completely lost. And then there are places when I felt completely inspired and just, okay, let's go on.
Mm, so beautiful. Malavika, just taking this opportunity to reintroduce you and Infinite Love Radio to anyone that may have just joined us. Yes, this is Infinite Love Radio, and I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. And we're talking to our very inspiring, beautiful guest, Malabika Shah, who is an energy healer, coach, and teacher. And we've been speaking about conscious creation and how our thoughts create our reality, and as well as love is life. So, you asked me, Malabika, if I have ever fallen in love. I did, and I fell in love with God, Big time. I fell in love in such a way that I surrendered and I am of total service to God. My God. The God that I know, right?
Yes.
Inside and out.
Yes.
The God that I know. So that's how I fell in love.
And the source is the same by whatever name.
Exactly.
Right? Yes.
Right, right. So I'm just saying my God, because someone may say God. No, I'm talking about spirit, right?
Right.
So
source,
the God
yes.
is in me.
Yes.
So this book is a collection of love poems, and they're very deep. Some of them are very deep. Some of them I had to read twice.
Yes, it is really mystical love. It is falling in love with the source, which manifests as everything in your life, right?
Yes. And so love to me helps me expand. Love to me helps me connect to myself, love myself, care for myself, respect, and love helps me connect to others.
Yes,
and love heals me. When I connect to the love within me, I feel this vibration up inside and out.
Yeah. And love is the only thing that will heal, by the way.
Yes.
Everything else that we do is a way of expressing that love. And that is what will eventually heal and heal everything.
Right. So we're talking about love without expectation, love without judgment.
Oh,
love
yes.
without attachment.
Yes.
I love you and I want this for you, from you, and if I don't get it, I don't love you anymore.
Oh, you know, that can't be. Because once you've loved something, you get so intricately connected with that thing or person that you there is no exclusion in the universe. It always is a part of you. It will always remain a part of you.
Mm,
no matter how much you deny it.
True love. Let's talk about energy. Energy.
Yes.
I am energy. You are energy. Everything is energy before its form. Now, how did this happen? Who created form anyways? Everything is energy.
This is actually one of the things that I understood in recent times, is that this whole conscious creation thing and the body part of it, the physical, the three-dimensional part of it, which is the form. Now, as you know, quantum physicists are saying, you know, inside this body there is really nothing. It's all energy. It's all a bunch of vibrations. But it's vibrating so in such a congested kind of dense way that it feels like something. But this is science. But the spiritual people have always known that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have said it's all illusion. You think you are there, but actually you are just a set of vibrations. And one of the things has really impressed me is to find out how much a part the body plays in our conscious creation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it's like whatever we think becomes a part of our body over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like making ice cream. You know, when it freezes, whatever you put in it, the nuts and the raisins, it becomes a part of the ice cream. So whatever we put into our thoughts, somewhere along the line, it becomes our part of our physical form. And over a period of time, over generations, it's a part of our physical evolution. But it comes from vibrations. It comes from thought.
Right. Malavika, so you and I know this, we get this in our core. But the people out there who are listening, they're stressed, they have physical pain, they have diseases such as cancer, MS,
yes,
lupus, which I overcame, thank you God. What else? There's so many
yes.
of them.
You
right?
know, and you know, the everyday things like high blood pressure,
high
arthritis,
diabetes.
Diabetes is a big one.
Okay, wait. What are you talking about? I'm pure energy. I'm suffering. They're putting needles in me. I'm intoxicated. I'm in pain. I can't sleep. I'm sweating. You know,
yes.
I don't have any energy. I have cognitive impairment. I can't think. I have memory loss. And I'm energy. What's this going to do for me?
Well, the first thing that it has to do is it has to expand your mind and awareness. Because as long as I am not willing to take the responsibility of my health and I think something outside of me is going to fix me, I will continue to suffer. But if my body has got a problem, and if I'm willing to say that, look, this thing is teaching me something, it is telling me something about me, about my soul, about my energy and how it will unfold, then I need to go deeper into it. And there has been cases where even cancer has gone away, you know, miraculously, because of our ability to bring in that vibration of love and light. It's not easy. It doesn't happen all the time. But it's not impossible either.
Right.
So the first thing I will say that people who are suffering is introspection. You know, what is it that I need to clean up inside? And as you know, there are a lot of tools and techniques that are available now that people can learn and apply. And a simple one is Reiki. Very simple.
And you are a Reiki master?
Yes.
I'm a Reiki practitioner 1 and 2. Nice to meet you.
Yes, good to meet you too.
Reiki means Reiki. Yes.
And as you know, Reiki is so simple to learn.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be, you don't even have to be literate to be able to do Reiki.
Right.
But it does require faith. It does require open-mindedness. And it does require the willingness to take one's own responsibility. You can't shrug away from that. I think that's the central piece in all of this.
Absolutely. I love what you touched upon, taking responsibility. What can I give up? This is so important, I think. You know, again, I'm a lupus survivor. I'm a near-death accident. I'm a divorce survivor. I'm an everyday survivor. I have stress just like everyone, but I have chosen to use all these tools that the universe has given each and every one of us, inside and out. You know, so there is a way when there is a will. There is a way. Taking responsibility. Another one, Malavika, forgiveness. Let it go. Give it up. It's not working.
Exactly.
It's not working. Give it up. What do I give up now? What can I give up now?
Our attachment to negativity.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest one.
Yes. And how about my ego thoughts? Or no, let's be more specific. I'm gonna give up being right all the time. I'm going to give up being in control all the time.
Right.
Huh?
Exactly. See, control and being right, that all comes from our need to survive. Because our survival is all about the physical reality.
Yeah.
And I have to be stronger than the other person. I have to be better than the other person. I have to be bigger than the other person. And I have to be more right than the other person. These are all our survival. And our ego is really, really good at it.
Absolutely. So for all those beautiful people that are listening out there, there is a way. I invite you to open up. Just right now and say, I'm open. I am opening myself up to the possibilities. I am opening up, and I'm opening up to receive. And believe me, keep on being open, and you will experience the healing power within and the support of the universe. In truth, this is the way it works. Also, Malavika, in your website you say, stop the struggle, there is a simpler way. What do you mean by that?
I'm so glad you asked that question. You know, I think everybody needs to hear this, is that what we have been taught all our lives is actually backwards, that we have to work really, really hard and earn it and deserve it. The truth is that our emotional guidance system is what tells us which is the right thing for us. So if we are doing something that feels good, it is usually the best thing for us to do. So if I learn to pay attention to my feelings and all the time ask myself, if I'm not feeling good about this, why am I doing it? It will lead us to a place of my fear. Oh, I'm doing this because I'm afraid if I didn't do it, I won't be able to pay my bills. Or whatever the reason is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can turn that around. And then, like I gave the example, that if I'm doing it to pay my bills, oh, I'm doing it because I love myself and I love the comfort that I give myself, then I can be grateful. And suddenly it stops being a struggle anymore. Then it becomes a choice. Mm-hmm. And I have found that if you really follow the thread of, why am I struggling? Stop the struggle. Let me stop the struggle. It will always show you the path of how to get out of that struggle.
Right. So breaking the pattern, breaking this unconscious pattern that I must struggle in order to survive.
That is a belief system,
yes,
which has come from our past.
Yeah. You know, so many of us have been taught this by our parents and grandparents.
Yes.
We had to survive. We had to do in order to have. So you have to struggle. You know, you have to have hard times too. If you can't have the hard times, you can't appreciate it.
Yes.
Huh?
And also, you know, I've heard some people say, God did not put us here to have fun.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, there is a deep, deep belief that having fun is bad. It will somehow take you straight to hell.
Right.
And these don't serve us. This is really, God put us here to enjoy life, to savor life, to just be us and enjoy and create and love and do all the things that we love to do.
Right. Just taking this time out for all of us, just imagining that we can start our day and just visualize how our day wants to be, how we want our day to be. And how we can have fun doing whatever it is we're doing in our life in order to have. That is being and paying attention to our being and having fun, right? From a state of having fun doing and having. Is that what you're saying?
There is a little bit of a roadblock which people have to overcome because this is so deeply ingrained in us that, you know, you can't have fun. You have to work hard for your living. But when we have fun and we allow the universe to bring to us what it is that we are desiring, it really comes. But there is a little bit of time in between there where you have to let go. Let go of the control and just say, well, let it happen. And that's the time when everybody goes, oh, can I survive this one?
Oh, yeah.
But once you do that a couple of times and you see how much support you have from the universe in really creating, like you have said, Michelle, that you know, it all comes together when you surrender.
Yes. Give up control.
Without the control, yes.
Without the control. Give it up. Give it up and just see what happens.
Yes. And then the fun begins.
Yes. And just, you know, as we were speaking, I was just like getting that everything that we talk about ultimately goes into going inside of us, asking questions, and being mindful and being present and listening. Which so many of us actually run away. We'll do anything. We'll do anything. But if you tell us, sit down, ask yourself a question, and listen to yourself, all kinds of questions, all kinds of reasoning, right?
Yeah. Distractions.
All kinds of excuses. I don't have time. I don't know how. I'm not one of those people. I can't sit. I am blah, 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 right?
Yes.
What is your suggestion?
Well, my suggestion is that practice meditation. It doesn't matter what kind of meditation, but every day, 10, 15 minutes. If not anything, just sit there and just look at the thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because once people start to do that, then you know the thoughts start to release the hold on the mind. And a lot of the times when I teach meditation, people will come and say exactly what you said. I can't meditate.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tell them, you just sit. Don't meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your resistance. Look at how the mind resists and go, oh, isn't that interesting? Now my mind is doing this. Oh, isn't that interesting? And now my mind won't let me sit here. Now my body is paining. Just watch it. Watch it as if you were looking at somebody else.
Yeah.
And that in itself will slowly open up the way for us to go inside and stop being so scared of our inner self.
Yes. Being scared of what may show up.
what may show up.
As if a monster is going to creep up all of a sudden and go, ah, I am inside you and you've been resisting me. And I'm here now. No, because I hear that. You know, I hear that from my clients, and also I have meditation classes and self-realization classes, and I hear that also.
Yes.
How do I meditate? I can't sit still. I have all these thoughts. I'm worried about my children. I'm worried about my work. I'm this, I'm that. I can't. And it's like, hello, just sit. Just be mindful. Look, you have a body.
Yes.
You feel your emotions, and you have thoughts. And then there's the outside. Look at the roses. Look at this. Look at that. There's a place to start.
And then there are so many ways to meditate. And a person can always find something that is good, suits him or her. Like, you know, I know a person who thinks is swimming. Swimming is the meditation for him. And somebody may just do walking, and that's a meditation. It's just being mindful. It's not anything else. We tend to make meditation like something which is extra special. I have to take time out. And, you know, we need to release it from all those myths. But yes, if you really want a deeper realization, then there is a very, it's good to practice rigorously.
Absolutely. And I say to all of our loved ones, our listeners, if one person can meditate, everyone can meditate. That's just, we're all hardwired for the same thing. If you can meditate, I can meditate. If I can meditate, you can meditate. That's all that is. It's just the willingness. Talking about meditation, so I was, again, visiting your blog, and I noticed that you have a movement meditation. It's also on YouTube.
Yes.
Right. I love that. There's one. It's visual and auditory. You can listen to her speak, and you can see her as she's showing you how to do a meditation. Now, as I was watching, Maladipa, it seemed like there's some Qigong and Tai Chi in there, no?
Yes. Actually, it comes from the Qigong practice. That's where it is. That's the origin of it. The microcosmic orbit. So you pay attention to your body and you allow the universal energy to move through it and ground with the earth. Very powerful.
Very powerful, because I tried it.
Yes. Very powerful for people who live a lot in their heads.
Yes. Yes. And it's bringing our mind, body, and breath, grounding us, and also connecting us. What I got is heaven, me, and earth, the oneness.
That's right. That's right.
It is.
You said the words. I didn't say that in the thing, but yes.
I said the words. Do I get a cookie or a lollipop?
You get a cookie.
I'll give myself cookies and milk after the show. I'm very silly today. Anyways, no, but this is fantastic. I really appreciate it, and I really invite you guys, wherever you are on your computers later on, go visit. And Maladika also has DVDs on meditation, CDs, so auditory if you're the kind of person that likes to listen, and DVDs if you're visual. You can sit down, watch, and then stand and do whatever is necessary, yes?
I would also like to mention, Michelle, is that I send out a meditation every month, a short meditation, usually between 7-8 minutes to up to about 15 minutes. I call it Meditation for Busy People. So all they have to do is on my website sign up, and it'll be on the computer every month.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And the website again is www.visionholistic, that's W-H, holistic.net. And again, her blog is visionholisticblogspot.com. I love it, and we really appreciate your freebies. We're all looking for freebies, right?
Oh, I have plenty freebies, yes.
Plenty freebies. I invite you to visit her blog. She has wonderful information in her blog. And I wanted to talk about your mentorship program for personal empowerment in October. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Actually, the mentorship program is on. I've been doing that for the last 3 years. It's a one-on-one program. It's a 12-session program that I work with a person. And it is about learning to empower myself. So what can I do to feel better empowered, more equipped to do life in a more fun way? That's fun is a big thing over here, you must notice.
Yeah. I love it. Big bold letters. Let's all put it on our refrigerators and on our computers. Fun.
Yeah. And so I teach tools, I will teach concepts, I will help people to see life differently. And I use a lot of emotional freedom technique in my mentorship program to help people shift and get rid of old energies.
Okay.
And it really works very well. Okay. It's a 12-week one-on-one. I mean, I talk, either it's on phone or sometimes they come to my studio. And we work, it's an intensive program.
Beautiful. Now, Malavika, let me just take this time to reintroduce you to our guest. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. We've been speaking to Malavika Shah, who's an energy healer, coach, and teacher. We've been speaking about all kinds of stuff, love, healing, teachings, forgiveness, responsibilities. And now she's sharing of her mentorship program with us. Now, you spoke about EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. I know what Emotional Freedom Technique is. It's wonderful. Removing energy blocks and opening up the flow in our bodies, in our consciousness. So you teach people EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique?
I do. I hold classes in EFT. I sometimes hold teleclasses also on EFT. But in my mentoring program, I will teach people how to do it for themselves.
That's beautiful. Malavika, as I was reading your blog,
uh-huh.
I was very present with your website.
Well, thank you so much for really taking the trouble to look at it all.
No. Very inspiring. Very, very inspiring. I just love it. So I read that you were a surrogate EFT.
Yes.
You did surrogate EFT on 3 different children.
Right.
In an airport and airplane and somewhere else. I don't
at a restaurant.
At a restaurant.
Yes.
I love that. Would you like to tell the listeners about that briefly?
Yes, absolutely. When, you know, I was traveling and these children were distraught either from travel or something that was bothering them. And one of the things I've learned in emotional freedom technique is if you tune into somebody, just like when you do when you're doing distance healing, and you tap on yourself as a surrogate for this other person, you help to relieve that that problem or the distress that the other person is feeling. So that's what I did in this airport. I just stood there in front of this child, and I tapped on myself, and in my head I did the affirmations, and within minutes I saw all these 3 children. They changed from bawling or screaming. They suddenly quietened down and look around themselves. It's a little funny, actually. It's almost comical the way the shift takes place. And I know that it's happening because I work with energy, and you can feel the energetic shift. So emotional freedom technique is very powerful, and surrogate tapping, when somebody learns how to do it, can be a very useful tool, especially for young mothers.
Absolutely. And I am a mother of 2. I know exactly what you're talking about. My kids have been very little, and they're bigger now. So
yes.
I know. It's like when they suffer, it's like I don't want to say I'm suffering, but, there's a part of me that's just like suffering with them, when
that's
I watch
right.
them suffer through something. And then to have this tool, to have this power, instead of always being a victim of everything, and everything that is happening, I'm a victim, everything is happening to me, right?
Right.
I can't, I don't know how. Stories. We have all these tools, and one Malavika can show us is to make a difference in someone's life, in our own lives first, I say, and in others. And how fantastic it is to know that we can be useful.
Yes.
Useful, huh?
I have also taught young mothers who have little boys and girls in sports, especially. There are 2 ladies, and their children being about 9, 10, 11 years old. I told them, you go ahead and tap and teach your child to tap and tell them, especially when they're facing a competition or they get an injury or they're feeling anxious about something in school, and it tremendous good results.
Mm.
Then the mother is not as worried, and the child has a tool to shift through whatever the anxiety that is facing them. So both mother and child are happy. And
yeah, absolutely. To know that we do not need to get stuck and stay stuck, right?
Right, right.
And we can. We have these tools. Okay, do it, say it, tap it, move on. Next.
Yes.
Oh, my God, how wonderful it is. And
these are new. we didn't know these things about 20 years ago. They are so new and they are evolving.
Oh, all I can say is that we're so fortunate. Honest to God, we are so fortunate. If we could only apply, take action upon this knowledge that Malavika is sharing with us. You know, take action about it. Do whatever it is. The next step. What's the next step? Do take action upon the next step. Someone in law school, this is wonderful information. You know what I heard? What she spoke about? But no, we don't take action. What do you think about that, Malavika? Taking action.
Yes. We have to do it for ourselves. Nobody is going to do it for us. And that's the reason why we are here on this earth doing what we are doing, is really to become more aware, for our souls to become more aware and more refined. And that comes from doing it consciously. We can't be sleepwalking around all our lives.
Yeah.
So
let us wake up. Let us wake up. We've been sleeping for so long. The planet has been asleep.
Yes.
This is why all this chaos is going on, huh? Now let us one by one choose to wake up and take action in a more life-enhancing, expanded way instead of always contracting and going inside.
Correct.
And if it is anchored in love, it's
uh-huh. always expanding.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, the planet right now is not. Because we're not anchored in love. We say a lot, we talk about love a lot, huh? And some of us were like, well, what is love anyway? This word is one of the most misused words of all time.
Well, we are learning, you know,
yes.
as we go along, we are learning.
Absolutely, we are learning. So tell us about your relationship program.
Well, that's coming up shortly, and it is going to be a wonderful, wonderful program. It's in the pipeline right now. I'm excited. It's for relationships. It's going to be a teleclass based on teleclasses, so it's going to be very private. And the way it's structured is that I'll be sending out lessons through emails and self-assessment questionnaires so people can assess their relationships, send them back to me. So there will be one-on-one feedback. As well as in the teleclasses, I'm going to be teaching about certain basic principles. And this is going to be relationships coming from the soul. You know, we talk a lot about soulmates and soul connections and soul flames. But what one must understand is that the soul is not just a concept. The mm-hmm. soul really is there. It's a vibrational reality. And when we learn to understand how the soul speaks to us, then we will be able to translate that into our relationships. And in the class, I'll be talking about what are the indications, how do you know what you're hearing? How much of it is coming from your past automatic sleepwalking system, and how much of it is really coming from your soul, from your spirit, from your inner guidance? And how can you discern between the two? And how can you walk this wonderful balance of the relationship? Because our traditional response to a bad relationship has been, oh, this doesn't work. Let me dump this one. Let me go and find another one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And repeat the same thing a lot of times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how can I learn within? And what is it that I need to learn? And if I do need to part from the relationship, how can I do it with grace and without bitterness and rancor?
Absolutely. And with love.
With love, exactly.
So this evolving relationship, is relationships only with others or relationship to oneself also? If someone's not in a relationship...
Well, you hit the nail on the head, actually. It has to primarily be with oneself.
Yes.
Because the quality of our relationship with another person can only be as good as our relationship with ourselves.
Absolutely.
But the beauty of being in a relationship is that we can always use the relationship to learn even more about me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the other person can do the same. It requires tremendous awareness, maturity, and willingness.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so what other classes and workshops do you have?
Oh, I have so many different ones.
You have so many. Can you just quickly mention?
Yeah, I'm teaching a class. I teach techniques.
Okay.
So all the energy tools that I use, I like to teach them so people can use for themselves.
Right.
And one I have coming up is on spiritual response therapy.
Okay.
I also have a class on law of attraction. I have a class on emotional freedom technique. And I'll be doing on Sunday, actually, I'll be doing a teleclass on creating prosperity consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's on my website. It's on Sunday, the 7th, day after tomorrow.
So this is beautiful. So from what I gather and what I read on your website somewhere, you say that your organization, Vision Holistic, creates the ability to see wholeness.
Yes.
And isn't this all that it's all about for
yes.
us to know that we are whole? Yes?
Yes. That's the central piece of all the work.
At the end of the tunnel. This is the end of the tunnel, which is the end of the show.
Oh,
we're talking about wholeness. Malavika, before we close for today, for this week, only for now, what would you like to say to all the wonderful listeners about wholeness and anything else that comes from your heart?
I would like to say that to understand that the path of denial is no path at all. That we have to just learn to accept everything, especially those parts of ourselves that we judge very harshly, whether it is our bodies or whether it is our mental abilities or our capabilities. It's through embracing and through accepting and loving that we are able to move on to a greater, bigger space.
Mm-hmm.
If there is even a part of me that I'm separating myself, I'm denying, then it keeps me fractured. It does not allow me to come to a wholeness.
Mm.
And
yes.
that's really a very, very important piece. So a lot of forgiveness, lots of self-forgiveness.
Absolutely. Would you like to give him a one-liner affirmation for wholeness? Anything that comes to you?
I love and accept myself no matter what.
I love it. I love and accept
because
myself.
I am an extension of the divine flame. The spark is live within me.
Yes, yes. And so I do accept. I accept myself for who I am, and love myself for who I am. Thank you very much, Malavika. Unfortunately, our time has come to an end just for now because we're just, you know, eternal.
Yes.
So we really appreciate all your wisdom, all your sharings, and. Dear beloved, please visit her website with all of her wonderful information and her offerings and her CDs and DVDs. Thank you very much, Malavika. Best wishes and love and light to you in this journey, in this lifetime.
Thank you, Michelle. That was wonderful.
Thank you. Blessings to you. And dear beloved listeners, this has been Infinite Love Radio for this week. We have rejoiced again on this radio show. You and I and our beloved guest, together creating oneness, together becoming more and more awake and consciously creating the life that we desire, moment by moment, creating inside, creating with our loved ones, our family members, our communities, and outside, moving outside to the planet Earth, one by one, self-realizing. And loving ourselves and accepting ourselves, for we are truly worthy and deserving. I love you and I appreciate you. Please join us next week as our guest is Immaculée. She's an author and speaker. She was born in Rwanda and she lost most of her family during the 1994 genocide. She's the author with Stephen Irwin of Left to Tell, Discovering God Amidst the Rwandan Holocaust. And we will hear all about her latest book, Led by Faith. To learn more about Immaculée, please visit her website, www.lefttotell.com. For now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body and breathe it out and give it to the whole world, for in truth, we're all one. And please don't forget to visit our website, www.infiniteloveradio.com, and download guides free guided meditations and insights. As always, I invite all of your suggestions, comments to infinitelovradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Thank you. This has been Infinite Love. I'm Michelle Morabati, your host. Blessings until next week. Good day.